All right, 5 o'clock. So we have, if you want Michigan and the draft of allegations, we've done primarily 3 hours of it. You can go listen to it, Odyssey.com Rewind. We got to talk about something that I don't know how much coverage it has gotten today, but I think the Tigers have attained a new status. Now, this weekend, Stoney, they retired Jim Leland's number, which I have no problem with. I know some people did, but ballpark was packed. They walk it off, but it's not the focus of the game. It was Scott Harris's appearance on our station. It was Jim Leland's speech and the way this all went down. Leland thanked, well, everyone except one person. And I thought it was very meaningful. Now, if you think I'm out of line for thinking that, that's okay. But he thanked everyone except the guy who owns the team. You know who else never appeared, was never acknowledged as being there, and was never up on that beautiful new scoreboard? You guessed it, Chris Illich. When you combine the fact that I think intentionally they didn't put him up there because they didn't want him to get booed out of his own park.
Absolutely. I was watching with my family on Saturday. I said, they're not going to introduce Chris Illich. And they said, why, Dad? Because I said, because he's going to get the hell booed out of him.
So for one, instead of being more concerned about the reaction of your fan base than actually giving your fans a good product, this is where I've arrived at with this team. Scott Harris would not make a guarantee that they're going to spend. They've had no discussions to buy out Javi Baez. Now, I understand he can't come on the air and go, correct, oh, yeah, we're talking about it left and right. The fact that Javi Baez on August 5th is still here, the fact that the GM has twice now had an underwhelming trade deadline, the fact that he's gone two off seasons without essentially spending a penny, and all we have to go on right here and right now is they're doing this on the cheap. That's right here, right now. Mm-hmm. That's what we have. As you are $65 million beneath league average. Okay?
Just get the league average next year.
Okay, so here's my point. I would like to congratulate you because officially here's where I've arrived at. And it means I have to alter how I view them. You're a small market baseball team. You are not who I think you are. See, I have great respect for the Detroit Tigers. I think more of the Tigers than I think you think of them, people. But see, you're just the Midwestern Athletics. You're just a different version of the Tampa Bay Rays. You are the Pittsburgh Pirates. Everything I have to go on right here, right now, is this is a team that has no urgency. They do not have an owner that bleeds to win. They do not have a GM that is a bulldog. I think he's just walking in the park he's on the Iser plan.
Yeah, well, that's the plan. Maybe that's why they hired him.
And guess what? Small market. Yeah. All you do is sign players to flip them, draft high schoolers that are 8 years away, not literally, but years away. You don't ever add to your core. And all you do is sell us someday far away, when the core's ready, we'll spend. I got to tell you, the fact that Leland didn't acknowledge Chris Illich, the fact that he wasn't on that Jumbotron, that's another small market routine. You know what small market teams don't do? They don't put their owner out there because the fans in small market towns hate their owner. You are behaving like the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Well, let me, to be fair, do you think who's the guy that owns the Red Sox? John Henry? Is he still on the
their
Red
Sox? Their major market, and he's not popular. Right. Signed the Mookie Betts trade and not spending. Right.
And then they would boo him too. But
stick with me on the small market thing. Teams that are more concerned about feelings being hurt than putting a competitive product on the field, small market.
True.
That's you. Not you personally.
I know.
This team. People, I want to know if you've arrived at that point. I mean, think about this. You have Tarek Skubal and four openers. That's what we're going to do the rest of the year. That's small market.
Yeah. Well, obviously, most of that is because of injury.
Mike, we don't want to block the prospects. Has Jace Young taken a single at bat this year?
No.
Like, We're still living in a world where the GM smarmily defends not signing anyone, even though if you bring up the players we wanted, he would be proven totally wrong. Is it wrong that this season, now, until or unless they stop acting this way, I'd like to award them their leg lamp? This is their major award. You've won the Ben Cherington Award, a.k.a. Pittsburgh. You are the AL Pirates. That's what you are.
And what did they do at the deadline? They bought a little bit.
A little.
Yeah, a little.
At least they called up Skeens.
Yeah.
You're not going to see Job until May of next year. He won't break camp. They'll manipulate his time.
God, I hope not.
Hope ain't a strategy.
I know. I understand that.
And look.
All they have to do is look about the guy they honored the other night, Jim Leland. He brought up Verlander in 2006.
On 4th of July, wasn't it?
No, that was 2005.
Oh, yeah,
when
yeah.
He just did it one start and then went back.
Yep.
But he broke camp, him and Zamaya, because he thought they were their best players.
The point is, they do nothing major market. They don't act major market. They don't have an urgency in their operation that a major market team would have, knowing customers won't put up with it. The owner's nowhere to be found. Even if he's there, they don't show him. And Jim Leland, I think it was very intentional. Very.
I don't know if I'd go that far with Leland, only because he mentioned Mike Ilitch, he mentioned Marion, and he said, and the Ilitch family. By not mentioning Chris by name, maybe he didn't want to mention Denise and the other kids.
But you do realize Denise Scott doesn't Harris. Own the team. Chris does.
I know.
He mentioned Scott Harris, though.
I know.
Who was not here when he was managing.
I know.
Mentions guy not in park, doesn't mention owner sitting there.
Right. He also praised to a weird level Scott Harris in the press conference after the ceremony, too. Which is kind of, he says, if you respect me and trust me as a baseball man, which I hope you do, Scott Harris knows what he's doing, is what he
That's
basically
fine.
Said.
Look, I want Scott Harris to be very good at yes. what he does, but 2 years in, Mike, let me ask you this question, and I'll throw the number out, 248-539-9797. Do you agree that we need to shift how we view the Detroit Tigers?
Yes.
We have to view them as small market until or unless they stop acting like it. Now, this offseason,
they could change.
A bold trade, a couple big expenditures. You could show me. Here's my problem. As we sit here right now, you have Riley Green and Colt Keith. What else do you have in that lineup? What do you have? All the talk from Scott Harris, we can't block anybody. What do you have? And on your pitching staff, I have one guy, Tarik Skubal. One.
Well, you think Olsen might be a good number two or three.
Fine. What else you got?
You have Job.
Do you?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, well, I'll see you Memorial Day next year. Right. And that's if he's any good and if he doesn't blow out. So I would like to know from the people. And look, it was sad because Saturday night, that's what the ballpark should be.
Yes, that was incredible.
Provide these people with a product so they want to come to your park.
Yes.
And so it can be that environment.
Should have won yesterday, too, but Shelby Miller, that's all he does is give up home runs.
But again, they aren't building anything. This is my problem. Look, small market teams generally just bump around. And then eventually their best players want to get paid, and they don't pay them, and they trade them, right? The Skubal thing, it is now going to be a storyline all offseason. If you do not extend him, you're going to get less for him every time he takes them out. So you have one option. As Tom Berenger said in an inspirational speech in Major League, win the whole effing thing. You have to get serious here. So I wanted to know if right here, right now, you've changed how you view your baseball team. That they are small market because they don't act major market.
No, they don't.
And Mike, they don't have an urgency that a major market team would have.
No, I'm giving Harris one more year, one more offseason, and see what happens. Look, he's basing everything, could be wrong, on the kids. And it sounds you're right, like the Iser plan.
Right, which is also, look, if we just build what the Iser plan really is, and this is not a shot at Steve Yzerman, no. It's just a statement of my reality.
No stars.
oh, no, 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 you don't get it. We're building to be consistently good over the long haul.
Right.
What the F does that mean? That's not even how sports works these days. So if you're going to take 4, 5, that's, first of all, I don't have any respect if it takes you 5, 6 years to build something. I don't care. Your life is to be, like, if you're Steve Yzerman, your job's to be better than everybody.
Well, baseball is even different because there's no cap in baseball.
Well, and if you're operating and you refuse to spend money, and please spare me the Baltimore Orioles, because that's going to get taken away from you real quick when they have to pay Adley. And when they, their payroll is going to be behemoth and their owners are ready to do it. They've already said it publicly. Please spare me on that. Show me any evidence. Look, Javi Baez can't break camp with this team. Do we agree?
Yes.
Okay. If they don't buy out Javi Baez, small market. If they don't buy out Javi Baez plus spend another $50 million on this payroll next year, small market. Right?
Yeah.
If you don't have the ability to go on the air, or I don't have the ability to go on the air and tell our customer base, guys, they're really trying. They're really going to go for this to give us a good product and try to win and get a wild card next year. Mike, if they don't do those things, what else can I classify them?
No, look, Kansas City did it.
They lost 100 games last
year. They did it with pitching. And granted, I didn't think Lugo was going to be as good as he was, but they spend money on him and Waka, and then they build up their bullpen. The Tigers spent a little money, not a lot, and what did they get? They got Canna, who was a little disappointing.
Little.
They flipped him. I didn't expect him to be great anyway.
Well, they did. They made him their signature acquisition and made fun of people who thought that that wasn't good enough.
And they gambled wrong on the Flaherty or, you know, Maeda.
Maeda's a disaster.
Yeah.
Like, straight up, you can't have Maeda on this team next year.
No.
So what I'm asking them to do to be major market is they have to buy out $37 million in player and then go $50 million above that. Do you think Chris is cutting an $87 million check next
year? No, I'll be pacified with just Javi.
Then you know what? You're small market.
Well, I know.
2-4.
Yes.
You're doing Cincinnati Radio. 248-539-9797. Do we need to view the Tigers differently? That we can't view them as a major market team.
No, look, everybody, like, you know, and he even hired a guy, I forget his name, Metzler or whatever, from Tampa. Everybody said, well, Tampa's always pretty good. And then look what happens. They have to get rid of their good players.
Small market.
Right. So, Cleveland, I mean, they spent a lot of money on Ramirez, but that was a weird thing that he really liked it and wanted to stay there.
I know nobody cares here. They made a great trade at deadline. Lane Thomas at the top of that order with Kwan.
Oh, I know.
With J-Ram behind him. That's a nightmare. Oh, wait. That's what I'm trying to create here.
Yeah.
It's cool. I'll just wait till 2027 when Max Clark is here.
And they're not a major market, Cleveland.
No, and their owners are dirt cheap and embarrassing.
Correct. You know what's bizarre? And I can't believe I'm going to say this.
We're not Cleveland. We're a way better place than Cleveland.
Would the Tigers be better if another owner who shares Little Caesars Arena with Chris Ilitch owned the Tigers? Think about that coming up. I know it discusses you, but think about it, though.
Oh, Lord.